The senators of the Associated Students at UC Santa Barbara convened for their weekly meeting on Wednesday, April 10th. At this meeting, they would decide whether or not to ratify the recall petition against AS President Tessa Vexler and to enable a recall election that could remove her from her position. This would be the final vote on the matter. Senate meetings usually begin at 6:30 p.m., but this meeting began around 2 hours later due to issues with the location. For context, Senate meetings are usually hybrid with both in-person and remote options available. However, in an email sent in the early hours of Tuesday, April 9th, Internal Vice President Soham Kalia announced that the meeting would be held on Zoom at the, quote, request of Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Dr. Margaret Clawoon. A day later, the day of the Senate meeting, Kalia said, quote, the Senate has made clear their wish to hold the meeting in person at Corwin Pavilion. I would like to do my best to act in accordance with the Senate's wishes whenever possible. Senator and First President pro tempore Ephraim Shalnov told KCSB News, quote, the Senate had always planned to meet in person and never made any decision not to. University administrators pressured the internal vice president to move the meeting to Zoom hours before its start, end quote. Senator Shalnov also confirmed what Senator Eric Carlson told us, that senators had prepared a petition to convene the meeting in place as a contingency. In the same email sent by Internal Vice President Kalia, he announced that UCSB Student Affairs requested the creation of, quote, a viable safety and contingency plan before proceeding with an in-person meeting, end quote. He said the Senate meeting would be held in person if the safety and contingency plan was agreed upon by him and administrators. Senator Shalnov said by email, quote, no specific safety concern was brought, and no justification has been provided to the Senate for this obstruction, end quote. He and other senators with diverse opinions on the recall petition expressed dissatisfaction with the possibility of the meeting being held on Zoom, emphasizing the importance of an in-person meeting at Corwin Pavilion to enable discussion and engagement with students. Elections Board Chair Cesar Castillo and President Tessa Vexler also expressed frustration that the meeting location had not been finalized in advance. Eventually, the meeting started over Zoom, but later transitioned to a dual, remote, in-person meeting at Corwin Pavilion. Two UCPD officers, as well as several students with the CSO, were also present. The Senate meeting officially began around 8:30 p.m. After the establishment of speaking agreements, Elections Board Chair Cesar Castillo provided updates on the upcoming election before moving to the recall petition. He announced the following. As of April 4th, 1,017 total signatures were given. Of those 1,017 signatures, 844 were valid. 173 signatures were either invalid or the registrar was unable to verify them. Elections Board Chair Castillo also provided a reminder of the rules for the recall vote. Senators first have to vote on ratifying the recall petition, which would require a simple majority. If that passes, they would then have to vote to hold a recall election, which would require a two-thirds majority. The recall election would be held the same as the spring general election, online during week four. The senators heard speakers during public forum. As part of the discussion guidelines drafted by Senator Mingjun Zha, they would alternate between hearing speakers for the petition and speakers against the petition. The first speaker, Seagal, said she's known Tessa for 6 years.
You need to understand that Tessa is also a daughter of Jewish Soviet refugees. She knows so well what it is like to be persecuted and to live in fear simply for being Jewish. Tessa is a Zionist peace activist. Regardless of what the official language is being used to advocate for her recall, it has always been about her identity.
Senator Jeffrey Adler then asked her,
827 people voted to recall Tessa Vexler. In your opinion, do you think that all the people who voted for the recall are anti-Semites?
I do.
Thank you.
Another speaker, Asukar, commented on the lack of marginalized groups in the audience.
Why are Black and Brown students time and time again not receiving recognition for their struggles by our AS president that is supposed to be representative of us all?
Senator Shalnov asked them.
You say that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. You can say that, for sure. I'm just asking, do you generally define what hatred looks like for communities that you're not a part of, or is that just for Jews?
The speaker responded.
So, the same way that I cannot speak on your experiences, you cannot speak on mine. My job as someone who is in this community is to uplift the voices of others. I am uplifting the voices of Jewish students that have spoken to us about their uncomfortability with this genocide.
The next speaker, Jacob, said the recall efforts come from a place of deeply rooted anti-Semitism rather than genuine democratic concern.
Senator Adler then read a statement from Maggie, an undergraduate student who went on hunger strike last quarter after being inspired by doctoral student Charlene Masharia's hunger strike. Masharia demanded UCSB admin call for a ceasefire in Gaza and divest from weapons manufacturers. Maggie claimed that during a Zoom meeting between the two of them,
President Tessa Vexler allegedly told her that the hunger strike would not stop Israel's actions and that the hunger strike was affecting her too by sending hate her way. President Tessa Vexler did not respond to a request for comment by the time of this report. The next two speakers were both against the petition, as no one supporting the petition had volunteered to speak. Aliyah discussed how she felt represented seeing a female Jewish student in a position of power. She went on to say that removing Vexler would send a disgusting message to all female students and to all Jewish students across the U.S. Nathan, the co-chair of the AS Jewish Commission, said there was no reason to raise a recall petition with the spring general election just 2 weeks away, and that there was no legitimate reasoning for it.
The only reason why proponents of the recall petition have put it forth is because this petition serves as a petty, last-ditch effort to showcase the writer's anti-Semitism.
The following two speakers spoke in favor of the petition. Lily introduced themselves as a third-year Jewish and anti-Zionist student.
And frankly, I am deeply offended that senators here have insinuated that anyone signing the recall petition is an anti-Semite, because that would make me anti-Semitic towards myself, which is not possible. I am a proud Jewish woman, and I do not support the doxing of primarily POC students who are also women by the president. And that is why she is being recalled.
Senator Shalnoff questioned Lily about their family's Pesach, or Passover, traditions, asking if their family says next year in Jerusalem, a traditional saying at the end of a ceremonial Seder. Lily responded,
I think it's very strange for you to ask about my family's Pesach tradition. The identity politics of deciding who is Jewish enough is very inappropriate.
The next speaker, Chayla, also introduced themselves as a Jewish student who voted for the petition. Chayla said, quote, the recall petition has more to do with the doxing of 10 students, and that action was not representative of Vexler being a good civil servant. This doxing incident refers to President Vexler reposting a post identifying students involved in the creation of the posters at the Multicultural Center onto her Instagram story with a message condemning this doxing. She took it down shortly after, realizing it was a mistake. President Vexler then gave a speech. She recounted the moment she found out she was first elected president last year, then discussed her reaction to the October 7th attacks.
I remember thinking, maybe this is it. Maybe this is what it takes for people to finally realize why we need a Jewish home, and why anti-Semitism is such a prevalent threat against the Jewish people. I was heartbroken days later when I found out I was wrong.
After posting in solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people on October 9th, Vexler described being targeted, harassed, defamed, and threatened. She reiterated her belief that Zionism is an integral part of Judaism before discussing her role in student government.
I did student government because I knew two things to be true. I had to be a proud Jewish leader that my peers would look up to, and I wanted to make an impact on the non-Jewish community in a way that my Jewish community would be proud of.
She described the petition as a hate campaign predicated on lies and mentioned the existence of a counter-petition on change.org with 15,000 signatures. As of Thursday, April 11th, this counter-petition seems to have been removed.
If my support for a Jewish state is purely political, is it then okay to remove me from my role because you disagree with my politics? You can harass me, intimidate me, recall me, but it won't result in a less proudly Jewish Tessa Vexler. It may make me even louder and more successful, because my people have embedded this in my bones, and I am not going anywhere.
Senator Jeffrey Adler asked President Tessa Vexler,
if you stand by your actions as student body president and you believe that you've been an overall benefit to our campus community, why not have the student body reaffirm your commitment to the school by going to a vote? Why have it stop here?
Because they're not voting on my competence as a leader. They're not voting on whether or not I'm a competent or good student body president. They're voting on whether or not they agree with my opinion about the existence of a Jewish state that's inherently linked to my Jewish identity. So it has nothing to do with evaluating my presidency. None of these people could probably list a single event that I've put on or a single community that I've helped. or any of the 3 years of work that I've poured into Associated Students.
The sponsors of the recall petition then spoke. First was Roisin, who said the petition had been in process since fall quarter, which Senator Michelle Lebowski later said was an admission that the petition was started due to Vexler's Zionist beliefs. To be clear, the recall petition makes no mention of Zionism. Here's Roisin, the petition sponsor.
Tessa was very reasonably and responsibly sharing her side and her sentiment and showing, representing her community. My issue stood when she began to fail to address the very present Islamophobia and anti-Arab discrimination on campus while being very vocal about the very present anti-Semitism that has been on campus.
The other sponsor, Isabella, spoke next.
I had asked alumni from 2012 and 2016 and my own uncle who had gone here his thoughts on people's opinions being deleted or people being blocked after they had differing opinions on certain topics. And they had said that they had never seen this from a president before, and they had asked if this was even allowed. But I just thought that, well, if a president was really representing their students, or if they really wanted to represent their students all equally, they wouldn't really do this. And I just thought that it wasn't really the best way to go about things.
KCSB's Zoha Malik previously spoke with Isabella about the recall petition. Next, Jessica Hellman, the AS Attorney General, offered a legal opinion, suggesting to pause the next steps on this matter until the Judicial Council could review. She cited Article 2, Policy G of the AS Constitution, which states that all students, even elected officials, are entitled to protection from discrimination and harassment. This includes protections for political beliefs, quote, in all activities sponsored or conducted by the university, its affiliates, ASUCSB, or campus student groups. Senators Carlson, Adler, and Zaw pushed back on this point of political discrimination and the idea that officials cannot be recalled for political ideas, arguing that any political disagreement could thus be viewed as unconstitutional. Senator Adler also posed a hypothetical.
No one please misconstrue anything. If we're going to push the bounds of that political discrimination idea, if the student body elected a Nazi and we, didn't like that they were a Nazi, would that also fall under the political discrimination idea you set out? Or what's the distinction?
The Attorney General responded that she could not envision that happening, so she would not be able to answer, and that the focus should be on the present situation. She reiterated that political beliefs are protected. Internal Vice President Soam Kalia, who would take over as president if Vexler was recalled, said it is unfair to remove someone because of a disagreement over political opinions, and that the petition was likely not the correct course of action. Senators also spoke about their views on the recall efforts. Senator Ephraim Shalnov stated his opinion that the recall election would confuse the student body by running concurrently with the spring general election. Senator Eric Carlson disagreed with this, believing that UCSB students could handle the two elections. Senator Shalnov also said these issues have taken focus away from AS duties. He was slated to update the Senate on his proposal that would create a mobile food pantry in Isla Vista.
Since I joined AS, when Tessa, in winter quarter of my freshman year, told me that I should apply for the ad hoc committee to fill a vacancy, I started working on financial mismanagement. We have a bill in old business named after that old committee, and since then I've worked on many things. It feels like I spend half of my time talking about being Jewish. Who else at this table spends half of their time talking about their identity?
Senator Michelle Lebowski agreed that the petition was distracting from important Senate efforts, including the mobile food pantry. She also spoke about Zionism's long history and addressed the argument that President Tessa Vexler was not representative of all students.
Last year, Gurley and our president, I didn't know much about her, but no way. She wasn't Jewish. What do you want Tessa to become, Muslim or Christian, so that, she identifies with you? Vote for the next president to represent you. She's out in 5 weeks. She's graduating.
Senator Eric Carlson talked about the equating of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism.
I don't believe that the 800 plus students who did sign this petition are anti-Semitic. And I think this comes from a place where I try to build empathy. And the idea that I use to justify that stance is that I think conflating the two, anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, creates somehow this kind of dangerous juxtaposition that I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize. To me, it's like a dangerous form of gatekeeping.
He then went on to say he believed the election should take place, as students should have the option to choose. Senator Colton Christiani disagreed, stating his belief the recall should be rejected. He emphasized that the AS Constitution grants senators the right to vote on these issues, to act as a safeguard against what he called, quote, transient popular sentiments.
I think the Senate has the sole power to approve this recall. We ought not to. I don't believe there is any basis for the recall. In fact, maybe there is anti-Semitism.
Corwin Pavilion was only available until 11 p.m., and so after, the Senate meeting then moved to the AS main building. There, Senator Mingjun Za spoke about President Vexler's support for international students who face challenges finding food while staying on campus for Thanksgiving break.
I'm very proud to say today that Tessa Vexler is a friend of international students, and I will be voting against the recall petition.
Senator Alvin Wang, the chair of the Basic Needs Committee, expressed gratitude for the guidance he received from President Vexler, who was the committee's previous chair. However, he stated that the recall votes should not be about senators' personal experiences with President Vexler.
The reason why I'm here right now is to empower the student body. I was elected by my fellow engineers as the College of Engineering Senator to represent College of Engineering students straight up. And you best believe that there are engineering students on that petition. It's not my opinion whether to recall Tessa or not, but rather I'm putting it in the hands of the student body of whether it's their right, whether they want to recall Tessa or not. It's not my decision. I've been elected here to represent the student body, to empower the student body, and serve the student body, and that is what I will continue doing, which is why I'll be voting to support the recall petition.
Senators Jeffrey Adler, Micah Littlepage, and Nayali Broadway agreed, saying that students should be the ones to decide. Senator and Second President pro tempore Amelia Rowe pushed back on the idea that the vote should be based solely on the student body's decision. Like Senator Adler, Senator Rowe also posed a hypothetical.
Like, taking things to their logical conclusion, an exercise which you practiced earlier during this meeting, if this was the 1920s and a president at our university, our student body was black, and students brought us a recall petition based on the color of their skin, would our job in that situation just be to allow that petition to continue?
The senators debated whether or not to hold the vote by open or closed ballot. Open ballot would record how senators voted, while closed ballot would be anonymous. Senator Jha contended that this was likely to be the most consequential vote of their careers, and so it should therefore be a public vote. Senator Shalnov agreed that it would be ironic to hold someone accountable while doing a vote in private, but was still conflicted on the nature of the ballot. Senators Rowe, Martinez, and Littlepage argued that the vote should be secret due to high tensions and potential safety concerns. Several senators pointed out that a closed ballot was also used during the November 15th Senate meeting that resulted in the passing of a resolution condemning Hamas. Eventually, the senators agreed to hold the first vote, the vote to ratify the recall petition, by open ballot, and the second vote, to proceed with the recall election, by closed ballot. On the issue of the ratification of the recall petition, 18 senators voted yes, while Senator Shalnov voted to abstain. The recall petition was ratified. On the issue of the recall election, the vote was 11 yeses, 7 noes, and 1 abstention. The vote would have needed a two-thirds majority of 13 yeses to pass. The motion thus failed, and no recall election will be held. In an Instagram story post, President Tessa Vexler said she was, quote, excited to inform you all that the petition has failed and no recall election will be taking place. She thanked people for their support and ended with the hashtag, We're Not Going Anywhere. Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chi. Special thanks to Brandon Yee, Ashley Sagat, Mario Fuentes-Godinez, and Zoha Malik, who contributed to this reporting.